This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're on till 6 o'clock this evening. Our next guest joining us, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, will be following us at 6 o'clock. It's our own Cordell Woodland. And Cordell, thanks as always for joining us. So I'll ask the question that we've been kind of discussing today. If you're the Ravens and you watched last night's game, what did you learn about yourselves that you might need to improve upon going into next year?
That you need to be able, which isn't new, especially for this division, but you have to be able to win in the trenches, dominate in the trenches, actually. I mean, if you're talking about beating the types of quarterbacks that they're going to have to beat to get to the Super Bowl, let alone win the Super Bowl, they're going to have to find ways to make those quarterbacks less comfortable, force them into mistakes, force them to be something other than the player that they are on a daily basis. You just go through time, go through history, and you look at all these great quarterbacks that have lost in the postseason or have lost in the Super Bowl. It's one common denominator. They are all under a lot of pressure throughout that game, and a lot of times by just rushing four. You know, and the Ravens right now, the way that they're built, they don't have that ability to wreck a game on for four quarters with their front line. They just don't. They have talent there, but they don't have that type of game-wrecking ability. So if it's adding a Max Crosby or adding somebody that's elite on the edge, I'm all for that. But I think as a unit, they have to be dominant in January.
Cordell, looking at this from a Commanders fan perspective, with the Eagles, not a lot of free agents, and a lot of their core is under contract over the next couple of years. How do you view their window moving forward to get back to the Super Bowl?
I mean, it's hard not to look at it and say it's their time right now. I mean, like you said, they have arguably the best front office in football. I mean, let's just call it what it is. They aggressively go after talent every offseason. Just when you think that they've had enough, they go and get more. And they do a good job by being financially responsible. And like you said, they're young, so they're not going anywhere. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon. It sucks for me as a Commanders fan, knowing you got to see this team twice a year. So, you know, if I got to look at it optimistically, the good thing is that you build your team to beat your division anyway. So they should already have it in their minds that Philly is the team that they're going to have to go through each and every year. So, I mean, look, they got the big piece. They got the quarterback. And they have a lot of cap space right now. We'll see what they do with it. So far, so good with that front office. But, yeah, you look at Philly, it's hard not to think that they could go on the same type of run that the Chiefs have gone on with the defense that they have and all the weapons they have offensively.
Yeah, and like, I mean, they're going to lose Kellen Moore, but do we really think that's like, we think that's that big of a deal? Like, Sirianni's run an offense before. Like, I think they know who they are, right? Hurts, when he's healthy, obviously wins a lot of football games. He provides that dual threat that makes any offensive coordinator look a little better. Like, I kind of think they're loaded for bear a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they check every box. They literally check every box. They have the talent. They have the supporting cast. They have the coaching staff. And like you said, losing Kellen Moore, like, I don't want to overlook it because, you know, when they lost was it Stefanski? I forget who it was that went to the Colts that was their offensive coordinator.
Oh, Frank Reich.
Frank Reich. And then he went to the quarterback's coach. It didn't look the same. So we'll see. Kellen Moore has had success as an offensive coordinator calling plays, but I'll give it to you. Like you said, Sirianni runs that offense, and now with Saquon there to go along with Jalen Hurts and what they already have, it's kind of tough to mess that up, especially with that offensive line, too. You could almost call plays with your eyes closed. So, yeah, I mean, they would have to lose a lot and then have a lot of injuries. And, look, I'm not going to give Philly the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the emotions because they are emotionally unstable. I stand by that. Mm-hmm. So who knows what could happen next year. We could get to week 7 and all of a sudden they hate each other again and they look like an unrecognizable team the way that they did a year ago. I'm not putting that past them.
Cordell, you were at M&T Bank Stadium yesterday. They had that Super Bowl party there. How was all that?
Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool event. It's always cool when it's free. So that helped. But got to chop it up with Jamal Lewis. That was really cool. And had a lot of fans. Obviously, a lot of Ravens fans were there yesterday. But it was fans from all over. You saw a bunch of different jerseys. And it was unique getting to see who is rooting for who. Because obviously, none of the people that were there necessarily had a dog in the fight. You did have some Eagles fans in there. I saw a couple of people wearing Chiefs gear. Not a lot. But for the most part, a lot of people were there to kind of just hate watch the Chiefs or hate watch the Eagles. So it was just cool to see a lot of people come together to mutually hate watching the game last night.
Cordell, let's go to the Terps, who nice bounce back win yesterday over Rutgers after that gut punch of a loss to Ohio State. Derek Queen was a stud yesterday. What did you think of the Terps win?
Oh, man, I thought that was the best game of Derrick Queen's young career to this point. You had all the NBA scouts in the buildings, you know, obviously a bunch of playing both teams. But Derrick Queen stole the show, and it was needed because Juju struggled with the fouls, and that hasn't really been a bugaboo for him this year, but it has plagued him throughout his career. And so that crept up on him yesterday, and all Queen did was go out there and grab every rebound that came off the backboard. He's still being a point forward. He's scoring more, was very efficient, was good at the free throw line. I mean, he really put them on his back yesterday to win that game. And Rutgers fought hard. You looked at the first half, and it felt like Maryland was going to have their way, but Rutgers came out in the second half and really gave them all that they could handle. So I thought it was a good maturing game for Queen individually, but I thought it was also good for them as a team to not have their strength kind of be available to them yesterday because Juju's been arguably their best player all year to this point. And for him to have probably his worst game and they still step up and win, I thought that was big time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cordell, the weather forecast is not great the next couple days. Then I think it's supposed to be in the 50s and on Thursday, and the guys will be working out in Sarasota, and soon enough we'll all be down at Pickles.
Oh, yeah.
With whatever we're going to call free Pickles money now. Yeah. No longer CBs in our pocket.
Yeah.
Have you looked at Pecota, Zips, any of these projections for the Orioles? Everybody's got them around 89 wins. Does that feel about right for you?
Yeah, I mean, I had Steve Molesky on my show the other day, and he had brought that up, kind of looking around at a bunch of the different outlets to see what their, I guess you could call it, preseason review, whatever you want to call it, of the team going into spring training. And, I feel like that's around where I'm looking at. And look, sure, it could get higher, and that's assuming that Adley is nowhere near the guy that we saw for the most part of the second half of the season last year. That's assuming Gunner's a MVP candidate all year, Westberg's healthy all year, and eventually the big fella, you know, starts to look like the best closer, or at least close to the best closer in baseball the way he was 2 years ago. I think a lot has to happen, but I still think they're a good team. My issue with them is I just wonder how much room for error do they have right now with the roster that's constructed. Mm-hmm. I still think it's a good roster, but how much room do they have for injuries to happen? How much room do they have for guys not to achieve the marks that they expect them to achieve? How much room do they have for this rotation to kind of go through a couple of bad weeks and still be okay with the way that the division looks? The Yankees got better. And it feels like a lot of teams in the division at least did something in the departments where it felt like the Orioles were stagnant for the most part of the offseason. So I'm not going to act like you can win it all in the offseason. We've seen teams spend money and do nothing. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I think with them running it back with almost the same, pretty much the same core for the most part, outside of the obvious two guys, I think 89 wins is around where I would put them at.
Cordell, what you got on the show tonight?
Yeah, we'll be obviously talking a lot about the Super Bowl yesterday. We'll play my interview with Jamal Lewis. I have my guy Carrington Harrison on, who covers the Chiefs, to kind of see what it's like out there right now, because this isn't something that they're used to filling these days. Talk to my guy Danny Black as well about the Orioles. So a lot to get to.
Awesome, man. Thanks, Cordell. We'll see you in a few.
Appreciate it, guys.
Coming up next, Super Bowl 59 in the books. What did we learn? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.